With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From east to west, President Trump says federal agents are getting to work. At long last, they're being allowed to enforce federal immigration law, and the crackdown on illegal immigration, targeting the worst first, is just beginning.
Touting his administration's crackdown on illegal migrants, the president said federal agencies were making arrests in Chicago, Colorado, and elsewhere.
The heroes of ICE have been hunting down and arresting hundreds of illegal alien criminals per day.
He also warned that countries who refuse to receive deported detainees from the U.S. will pay a high economic price. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is freezing federal aid, including grants and loans. A temporary pause does not affect Social Security or Medicare. President Trump signing a string of executive orders on the military, including ordering work to begin on an Iron Dome missile defense system for the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, 56 senior officials and the top U.S. aid and development agency have been placed on leave amid an investigation into alleged covert efforts to thwart the president's directives.
Last week, President Trump ordered a 90-day pause on most foreign aid. He spoke to House Republicans about it at a retreat at his Doral Golf Club in Florida.
A foreign aid freeze, isn't that? We get tired of giving massive amounts of money to countries that hate us, don't we?
Thousands of U.S.-funded humanitarian development and security programs have stopped work worldwide. Only emergency food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt are exempt from the freeze. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And effective immediately, Centers for Disease Control personnel have been ordered to stop working with the World Health Organization. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 49 points, NASDAQ futures 25 points higher. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as a violation of the state's constitution. This is SRN News. Hardly a hotbed of seismic activity, Maine has been shaken by a 3.8 earthquake.
The quake rattled houses in northern New England and was felt hundreds of miles away. The United States Geological Survey reports the earthquake took place at about 10:22 a.m. local time Monday and was centered about 6 miles southeast of scenic York Harbor in southern Maine. The survey reported that the earthquake could be felt in every state in New England and as far away as Pennsylvania. John Scott reporting.
Well, the rain has mostly exited Southern California after the first significant storm of the season brought weekend downpours that helped firefighters. Ash and mud flows across streets, but no real problems reported in areas scorched by the wildfires. More than an inch of rain fell in many areas, loosening Los Angeles hillsides that were burned bare by those recent wildfires. More details at SRNNews.com.